You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Robin. This is episode number 439. Jumping right in here. Thank you everybody for joining us. We really appreciate every time you spend your morning with us.
No, we definitely do. And thank you for the reviews. Thank you for the shares. They really do mean a whole lot to us. And today we're going to be talking about when you're trying to get business in architecture, commercial real estate, or real estate, who do you call? Well, we'll talk more about that here in a minute.
Yeah, it may not be as obvious as it sounds.
No,
right?
I don't think it is. And there are different strategies, different routes you can go. But we just want to give a special thank you to our sponsor, VideoBlocks. VideoBlocks is really an affordable subscription-based stock media site that gives you unlimited access to all of the files. So if you need B-roll, awesome. You're making videos, you're making ranch videos, you're doing real estate and you want some aerials of the city that real estate is in and you've never been there, you can pay one fee and download unlimitedly from their library. I don't know another place where you can do that.
No, it's a great deal. And Drone U members are getting $50 off. So it's only $99 for a full year of access to these videos and to this footage.
That's right. 115,000 HD video clips for $100. If you go to videoblocks.com/drone. Again, videoblocks.com/drone. Well, we might as well play that question now, Rob.
Let's jump right in.
Hello, this is Les Corbett from Suwanee, Georgia. And I have a question I would like to be answered by the drone you, Mr. Paul and Mr. Rob. So I will sing it to you since I'm in a singing mood. So my question is this. I would like to know who to call. Please tell me who to call, who to contact for the job I'd like to have. I would like to fly the real estate or any other real estate, but please tell me who I should be contacting when I for this job. So if you please tell me who to call, I will call them right away. Maybe even call them once I get the answer. I'll get it today. But if you tell me who to call, who should I be calling to get the job? I will be happy to call them right away. Thank you very much for your answer. And I am a drone member and part of the drone community, and I listen to the podcast all the time. So thank you very much for this question to your answer me. Thank you very much.
That was fun. Way to mix it up a little bit.
I love the accents because it just reminds you that the world is much bigger than we all, you know, realize. And I mean, I realized this when I was in the Bahamas just a couple weeks ago. And you know, those cultural differences I really truly enjoy. And as I'm sitting here trying to figure out what accent that was,
I think it was a few.
I think, and then I reminded myself, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
because just the fact that he's having fun with it is what makes it fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, it makes question a little bit more interesting. So thank you again. And you know, it's a good question. And we've, of course, talked about this particular subject a fair amount. But at the same time, I think it's good to kind of dive deeper and and ask that very, very specific question of, okay, this is what I want to do. Who do I contact?
Deeper. Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one.
Deeper. So,
E.T.
Who would you contact? What are your thoughts?
Okay, let's talk residential real estate. First thing I'm doing is I'm doing a presentation at the Real Estate or Realtors Association here. That's GAR, Greater Albuquerque Association of Realtors.
Yep.
There is a Realtors Association. I would offer to do a presentation, talk about new drone law, vetting drone pilots, how people can tell good drone pilots from bad drone pilots, and then again, where to find information on you.
Let them know what qualifications a good drone pilot should have. licensing, make sure the pilot that you're hiring is licensed, things like that.
Yes, that would be very helpful. Next thing I would do is I would find out who the Elite 50 are in your state or your region. Normally there's called the Elite Group of Realtors. It's run again through the Realtors Association. Here we have in Albuquerque, I think it's called the Elite 30 or the Albuquerque Elite.
There are various groups that kind of do the same thing. So there's going to be more than one, most likely, depending on how big your community is.
Yeah, but why do we want to go after those people?
Well, those are the highest performing realtors, and they're probably listing the more expensive real estate. I mean, they're the big players.
But they're also doing volume. So if you build with one of these people, they're going to be sending you homes over and over again.
Yeah.
So that's why I really wanted you to understand why it's important to go after the elite realtors. They also tend to be more organized, more professional, but don't think that they won't bend you over backwards, stab you in the back. So you got to protect yourself. I'm only saying that because I'm not trying to harm realtors and not trying to talk crap about realtors. There's enough of that on the internet. What there isn't enough of is just the fact that you don't have to be mean to these people. Just set limitations to protect yourself, like not giving people free footage. Offer them a one-time, new client discount of $100 or something.
Right.
It's all about how you set yourself up, and I couldn't say that enough because it's so important. And that's my phone buzzing off.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Yeah.
Well, and so speaking directly to the question, who do you contact? So you said the first thing I'd go after are the GAR meeting. Well, for us, it'd be a GAR meeting. It's the association meetings. There are directors of these places. I mean, you can.
That's just how you have to get in. You normally have to make friends with them.
Yeah, I mean, you just call the front desk, start talking to people, show up at their offices. They all have offices. Start talking to people, let them know what you do. Same thing with some of the larger real estate offices. You can go, and there's always somebody there at the front desk. They're friendly people.
Yeah. I want to interrupt you for a second because there are a lot of guys recently who've been expressing some doubts in the community about calling people. Mm-hmm. And I can't say this enough, and I don't hear other sales leaders or thought leaders talk about this. And it's something that's really kind of hit me recently, which is not everyone can just pick up the phone and call the front desk and get past the normal BS conversation. It's difficult.
Which is why I say go see them as much as you can, number
one.
Which
is great. But that focuses on what I'm trying to get to, which is you've got to build relationships with people.
Yes.
Go to networking events, do these different things. Build relationships with them.
Mm-hmm.
Build relationships with people, because that's how I got the opportunity to speak in front of 100 realtors. And again, you want to focus on the people who are organized, responsible, will treat you well, and will pay you on time. So that's really important. All right, let's move on. We've talked about the networking groups. We've talked about the realtor associations. We've talked about the elite group of realtors. Let's talk about commercial real estate. What's another great way that we can create relationships with commercial real estate agents? Who do we call? How do we get in with them? Again, we're going to be looking for who are the biggest players.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to start there, that's fine. Go to the medium. Who's the next top tier of people?
Sure.
Work on talking to the marketing firms, because normally when you're in commercial real estate, it's going to be a lot bigger than just one individual broker, one individual agent. You've got to be working with the marketing department. And I've said this time and time again, I'll say it again. The only way people will visualize your value is if you can show them exactly what you're going to deliver.
Yeah, absolutely. And the association meetings, a lot of these commercial brokers are part of these associations because they like to network, and it's important for them to network. And whether it be a specific commercial association, in which case you can be an affiliate member, which I think is a great way to get into these kinds of associations and be around these kinds of people. So it simply means you're not a commercial broker yourself. Will they allow affiliate members in who are sort of ancillary supportive type industries, which I think this would count as?
Absolutely.
Join that way and then be a part of their meetings and go to the meetings and start talking to people. I think that, in fact, for me, if I really wanted to do the commercial kind of work that Paul's referring to here, that's probably where I'd start.
Oh, it pays more. And that's something I didn't know at the beginning. I didn't have the skill at the beginning to get in with the commercial guys. But now, I'm overtaking the biggest, the brightest, and the best in the drone industry with the major architects and the major players. I mean, all I have to do is show them one video and say, this is what you got.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I can do.
Right.
And I have not been turned down a single, I want to cuss so bad right now, a single time, because as soon as people can visualize the difference, the game is now over.
Absolutely.
I mean, no, seriously, because one of the biggest problems I had in sales is I wouldn't stop talking.
Right.
You know, even when I had it, I wouldn't stop talking. So you've got to learn how much to talk and when to stop talking.
Absolutely.
And if you can visualize what you're going to give them, you don't need to say anything else.
Well, and how are you going to learn what's important to them if you're not listening to them? But so a question with regards to that, you say you're going to get your footage in front of them. How are you doing that? Are you sending them to a website? Are you handing them a little DVD? What method do you use to do that? I know that's old school.
I give them a VHS tape.
All right, whatever. Answer the question, please.
8-track? I normally do one of two things.
Now I want to cuss.
Sorry, I do one of two things. One, again, focus on relationships, meeting with people, networking with people, taking them out to lunch, taking them out to coffee, learn what makes them tick, find out why they do what they do, learn about the person first before you ever try to sell your services or anything. And I mean, really, if you have a whole meeting and you're just talking about what that person does and what they enjoy about work, that's a great meeting because they'll have another meeting with you. And then you can talk about your services during that meeting. But the one of two ways that I show videos to people is one, if I've already established the relationship, I'll send it to them in an email and politely ask what their thoughts were afterwards. Beyond that, I normally try to show it to them in person because I want to see when they react to which sections of the video, because then I'll know based on those reactions what type of stuff they'll enjoy seeing in their footage.
So that comes out of the relationship. You've had coffee, whatever, and now you're meeting with them somewhere in their conference room, or maybe you're just at, I don't know, maybe you're at Starbucks or something.
Yeah,
Probably not a Starbucks or something like that.
Yeah, you will get weird looks from hippies when you start talking about drones. So Starbucks is probably not the best place.
I think we're all getting
used
to that by now.
Yeah, true. But, you know, there's always a crazy who comes up and is like, drones kill people, you're a terrible person. And you're just like, wow. Well,
yeah, hopefully not too much of that
That's
is going on. But it is out there.
Three times.
It is out there. But I'm just thinking more in terms of the noise of the people around, and it's going to be harder for them to focus. Whereas at their office in a conference room or something, they can really focus.
The point I want to make here, though, is that you're going to get better conversions if you show your videos in person with the person.
Yeah.
But it's not always available, and you shouldn't force it.
Right. So. Absolutely. So in that case, that's when you might send them an email, hey, check this out, that kind of thing.
Totally. The next thing is industry conferences, industry associations, and industry meetups. For example, there's we went to the General Contractors Association Awards ceremony. Sorry, I had to remember what all the letters meant. And I got two new clients out of it. One of the biggest contractors in the state, and I was just being there to support Sarah. Sarah does all the graphics, a lot of the graphics here in town now. She's worked her way up. She's doing the new mall here, the new mall down by Texas. I mean, she's doing a lot of stuff.
So the trick is to have a girlfriend that works in the industry that you want to fly for.
That's true.
All right.
What about surfing, though? What about fast cars and luxury exotic hotels? Because that didn't work for those.
Well, she's still working her way up.
That is true. That is
true. We'll see what happens.
But for all my other clients, which I do want to, you know, just lay this down. The only real estate I do now is super high-end luxury real estate or big land brokerage deals.
Right. So let's talk about that. Who would somebody contact? And is same concepts? What are you going to do for something like that?
Okay.
What advice would you give people? Because ultimately, that's everybody's goal, right? Well, I mean, I shouldn't say everybody. That's a lot of
questionable.
People's goal. That's a lot of people's goal.
I'm going to be careful in how I say this because this is something I don't want to muddy up or ruin. And I don't want people to think that because they've been flying for a year or so that they can do these jobs because they won't be able to. I say that because when you do these big ranch and land jobs, very, very rarely do you have good conditions like you do in the city. Meaning it's normally very windy, a lot of obstacles, lots of wildlife. You know, you have the danger yourself. I mean, like, for example, I've fallen in quicksand on one of these jobs before where there was like a snake 5 feet away. Luckily, the snake was really cool. Luckily, the quicksand wasn't deeper than my waist. And luckily, it was right next to a cliff wall. So I just kind of pulled myself out of it. But
Indiana Jones.
Dude, that's why I wear the hat, man. No, I'm kidding. I mean, these ranch jobs, normally you're in a solid 15, 20 mile an hour wind any time of day. And you've got to be able to deliver smooth footage in those conditions.
So it's for more of an experienced pilot, somebody who has flown in those conditions, et cetera, et cetera. But obviously it's doable. But so how did you come up with this particular
I had flown real estate for a very wealthy real estate investor, and he was showing the property. It was a tour. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with real estate tours. Mm-hmm. And there were a bunch of other realtors there, and one of them was a big land broker, and he's now my number one client and has been for years now. So
work hard, do a good job, and you never know what's going to happen.
That whole raving fans ideology could not be more true. If you haven't read that book, Raving Fans, you need to read the book now. Right. Don't do anything else. Read the book. It's only 60 pages long. You can listen to it in like 45 minutes.
So if you're at a, I'm going to back up just a little bit. If you're at a...
Well, I was going to answer your question just really quick.
Go ahead.
I think the best way is if there is a land and cattle magazine or you're in, let's say you're in somewhere like Aspen or Telluride where there's a lot of luxury real estate, but they also sell a lot of land, and you can go in those magazines and you can see kind of who has the most listings. I would look at that, call that person, and remember, persistence is key. You know, one guy in our community just the other week was like, I've been making these phone calls to realtors, and I private messaged them and I said, how many phone calls have you made to one person? And the most was like two. And I'm like, there's your problem right there. How many phone calls do you think it's going to take before they even answer the phone? Sorry, I almost cussed, but I
You said almost
phone.
Did cuss. Man, you're just catching yourself left and right. So you really...
I want to say that five times. Like, you literally expect to talk to someone five times before they say yes.
Yeah, you almost have to have that mentality. And I know this is hard for some people. It's hard for me because you feel like you're starting to bug people, and frankly, you got to get over that. But
got to get over, it doesn't matter what other people think about you as long as you're doing the right thing.
Yeah,
that's what
and so
have to
essentially
get
my point that I want to make is you're going to keep calling until they very specifically tell you, please don't call me again. Mm-hmm. I mean, that really should be the only time that you stop calling them.
And honestly, when someone says that to me, and I've had that happen, and I'll say, look, I'll stop calling you. I'm really sorry. I honestly just thought I could provide value to you and you would be selling homes faster and make a little bit more money with less time.
Sure.
But if you don't want to do that, that's fine. Okay, I won't call you again. And I hang up.
Yeah.
Because just like when you're at a car deal, the faster you're willing to walk away than the other person provides you with the power.
You want to leave them with something to think about.
I've got
to
the
remember
power.
You by. Even if it's annoyance, they're going to remember
I've
you.
I've had clients who have been like, that kid was so persistent, I wanted to pull my hair out. But I've seen how successful he is, and now I only want to work with him.
Yeah.
And that's happened to me.
I'm sure it has.
And
so,
then I slapped a bee. No, I'm kidding. I didn't do that.
Oh, my gosh.
You will work with me.
All right. So say in a large construction firm, who are you going to talk to there to try to get the jobs?
Normally it's a general contractor. So let's do the Windrock Mall. I had to work with the investment group.
Okay.
So who knew the
investment group?
Well, I knew the architect who knew the investment group, which is a retail development group. They have a marketing person who learned about me from someone else, so I had a warm lead in. Now, if you don't have a warm lead in, how do you create a warm lead? You go right to their tummy and you send them a cupcake.
A cupcake. or a donut.
I just want to so go Pulp Fiction on this right now. So yeah, you send
Food
them.
Works.
You send them a cupcake. And it does work because it goes right past the receptionist, mm-hmm. goes right to the person, and now you have a reason to talk to the person through the receptionist. The receptionist goes, yes, this is Taylor Thiemann Aiken. How can I help you? My name is Paul Aiken. I was trying to get a hold of Rob Burdick. Just sent him a gift. Mm-hmm. Wanted to make sure that he got it and wanted to see what he think about it. Okay, give me 1 second. Hello, this is Rob. Hey, Rob, did you get my cupcake? That's a pretty interesting way to talk to you, huh?
It is definitely an interesting way. Please don't do that again.
I won't. I didn't know you didn't like chocolate, so next time it'll be vanilla. But the only reason I sent that to you is because I just wanted 5 minutes of your time to hopefully set up a meeting. Is the cupcake worth it?
Yeah, come on in. Let's see what you got.
It's pretty much how it goes every time.
but the point is there definitely has to be some boldness and some confidence behind
conviction,
what you're doing,
not
what
confidence.
You're saying. Okay, conviction.
No, again, another thing that there's so many salespeople that go out and do these sales conferences, and I just think that they don't deliver the right information because confidence can lead to arrogance. Conviction leads to passion.
Right on. Nice.
Just getting too deep. I love sales. Sales, to me, life is a game. And sales is a game of psychology. And most people don't know that psychologically you can win the game before even starting the game, which is why I love the game.
Wow. That's deep. And on that note,
and on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Droneo.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.